ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Our next segment is our weekly ShareCare Healthmakers interview. The ShareCare Healthmakers series brings together the best minds in medicine, wellness, science, and technology to provide candid, thought-provoking insight into their respective fields. They also share their visions and concerns, from the future of healthcare to using technology to manage an aging population to how diet and exercise can alter our genes. Today we'll be listening to Dr. Bill Krauntz, Senior Director at Worldwide Health at Microsoft. He'll be discussing the role of technology in healthcare, including social media, electronic medical records, and consumers' concern about privacy.
The connected health movement can be looked at a number of ways. I think first and foremost what it says is, you know, at the enterprise level in our healthcare system, we want our electronic record systems to talk to each other and be able to share information. So, you know, today if you go to a healthcare institution that's got, you know, brand X, you know, hospital information system or EMR, you can have an absolutely wonderful experience throughout not only that healthcare institution, but others around the country that might be using that same system. But literally you can walk across the street to a hospital that's using a different system, and it's really, really hard to get your information, you know, across to that other system. So a lot of people are working on solving that problem. And as again, as part of healthcare reform, there are mandates around a certain level of sharing, but we need to get much better about that. That's part of connected health. The other part of connected health, I think, really involves you as a patient and as the consumer, is how do you connect electronically to your data, your doctor, your hospital, your experts, you know, others, because healthcare is more than just about providing sick care, as we've talked about. It's about everything. It's about your diet, your fitness, your, you know, your mental health, your satisfaction in life. And it's really, how do we connect all of that into an ecosystem of total care, particularly if we're really going to start focusing on how do we keep you optimally well instead of taking care of you only when you're sick? If we want to manage population health, and that's certainly one of the things that's part of healthcare reform, is changing the way we actually practice medicine, the way we are reimbursed for practicing medicine. It's around quality and access and lowering costs. In order to do that, you can't improve what you can't measure. And it's been very difficult to measure things in healthcare when it's scattered on pieces of paper all over the place. Also, from a safety standpoint, you know, you and I might see dozens of different doctors in our lives, and yet somewhat sporadically for most of us that don't have a chronic disease. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. We need to bring together all that information so that you have a unified record. So not only, I think, for your own safety, to make sure that what's in there is right and quantifiable, but also so that we can use that information to measure about what's going on, you know, across the population of people and improve health. Now, we've probably gone from 40 to 50%, if I go back a couple of years, of physicians using electronic records to today somewhere in the 75 to 80%. So just over a couple of years, that's a big change. We're hitting a bit of a wall, I think. A lot of the specialists are finding that the electronic records that are currently in the market don't meet their needs. I hear a lot of complaints from pediatricians and ophthalmologists and oncologists that, you know, the sort of, I call it the broad spectrum, one-size-fits-all family practice or internal medicine EMR isn't meeting their needs because they're much more of a niche. They have specialized needs. So many of them are still holding out. There are also primary care doctors who, for one reason or another, feel that the federal stimulus funds aren't enough, that basically the cost of them is greater than the stimulus that they would receive or the reimbursement they would receive. There are estimates. Again, depends on whose numbers you want to believe, but some people report that a good electronic medical record system for a typical office can run $40,000 or $50,000 per seat and $10,000 in annual sort of maintenance fees. That's a lot of money, particularly for primary care docs. So, and then there's the whole issue about, you know, just computers in general and the fact that, you know, a lot of docs who are in their 50s and 60s or nearing retirement are just kind of holding out and saying, you know, I'll just wait till this kind of is over and I'm out of here. And so we face that. But I'm optimistic that we made very good progress and we'll continue to make progress because I also see the technology getting much better. I'm seeing new solutions coming to market. As we move to a sort of cloud and services and new devices kind of environment in IT, I'm quite hopeful that the technology has matured to the point that we can deliver some really good solutions for physicians, no matter what their specialty, and at a price point that's affordable. And I actually love the retail health movement. And those who know I'm a primary care physician might say, well, why is he saying that? It's threatening to, you know, to a lot of hospitals and primary care in particular. The reason I love it is if we look to the so-called triple aim in health that everybody talks about, again, higher quality, better access, and lower cost, it certainly at least strikes for sure to the better access and lower cost. And quality, quite frankly, I think from what we're learning is that so long as we don't yet create another silo of care and we give people a doorway and access to care that perhaps is at a lower price point, for a lot of these minor nuisance things that happen every day, I think that's a really good thing. So long as we do connect it back to your so-called medical home, I do think that, you know, ideally everybody should have a primary care physician of some kind to sort of coordinate care and be the sort of the master of your care. You have an equal responsibility in that as the patient, so we want patient empowerment and engagement. Using technology, bringing technology into people's homes is another way. So, you know, maybe the retail experience, they need to connect you with the world's leading expert on foo. And, you know, they can do that, and literally the world's leading expert on whatever the problem might be, using this kind of technology. And then if that expert agrees you need to take the next step and be seen someplace else. That kind of coordination of care, which is going to be extraordinarily important, if we talk about accountable care, it's about all the resources in the community. And again, it's about dietary, it's about fitness, it's about, you know, how do we help people stop smoking and mental health and all kinds of things that really have to be a part of the whole ecosystem. And unless all of that is connected and coordinated, then we're right back to the episodic silos, and that doesn't work too well. I would like to see the day when you can sit in your living room in front of that big screen, and if you are having a medical question or problem, you simply will speak to your television and say, you know, services please, doctor please, nurse please, whatever, name your specialty, and up pops somebody on screen who will address your need at that particular time. And think of the mother at night who's got a small child and the child's fussy and she's inexperienced and she doesn't know what to do. Those kinds of scenarios. I mean, if you have a chronic disease and you have a question, I mean, both real-time monitoring of your physiological data, which we're seeing lots of startups and companies kind of get into that space, but really connecting all the dots. One of my concerns is that when I see all these kind of companies popping up and everybody's accumulating data and so forth, is at the end of the day, it needs to get in your record. It needs to be about you. It can't be in dozens of silos all over the place, because then, you know, all we've done is sort of replicated all that's wrong with the paper processes we used to be dealing with. So we need aggregation of that data. We need to apply smart systems that can aggregate and analyze that data. And we need to give you one version of the truth somewhere in the cloud that's your record that goes with you for life. I think that's extraordinarily important. I mean, there's nothing more personal than your personal health information. What you will see, though, is that companies, I think, that are being responsible in this space are basically, you know, here in the U.S., we have to be adherent to HIPAA rules and regulations, and you'll find companies that are offering cloud-based services that want to protect your health information, are signing those business associates agreements and taking care of that. If you think about the way medicine has been historically practiced and documented, I mean, I remember the days when, of course, everything was on paper. Doctors were driving around with paper charts in their cars. I used to hear of reports from journalists who would do dumpster diving behind hospitals and find all sorts of private information about patients. So in many ways, we actually, with technology, can protect your information better than when it was in paper. That doesn't mean that we should be nonchalant about it or take it for granted. People who are going to be storing personal health information on patients have to make privacy and security job one, no question about it.
That was Dr. Bill Krauntz from ShareCare's Healthmakers Collection. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.